Elton, Joe Kearns, George Neese, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbons on it while I hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it while I hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your bonnet, put on your bonnet, put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it while I hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it.
In spite of Judy's every effort, she's still like a fish out of water in Brentwood society at the moment she's discussing the situation with Geranium.
Gosh, Geranium, I've been living here for months with Aunt Aggie, and I still ain't a debutante.
Well, what's holding you back, Miss Judy?
Maybe it's my figure.
Oh, but you got a good figure, honey.
I don't know, Geranium. I think if I had a little more where it ain't, and not so much where it is, I wouldn't have to tuck it in where I ought to let it out. And look at my nose. Just look at my nose.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it.
You don't? Why, shucks, Geranium, my nose is so shiny, I broke it once, and I had 7 years bad luck.
Oh, honey, all you need is confidence. Just keep saying to yourself, I'm the prettiest girl in Brentwood. Yep, I'm the prettiest girl in Brentwood. Keep saying that.
No, Geranium, I'd lose faith in myself if I ever found out I was such a big fibber.
Say, honey, if you think you ain't got a nice figure, you should have my trouble.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, when I put on my new whalebone corset for the first time, I could almost hear the whalebone say, "Oh, boy, back home at last."
Yeah, but your boyfriend Pomeroy likes you, doesn't he, Geranium?
Yeah, Miss Judy, he calls me his oomph girl.
Oof, girl?
Yes, ma'am. Every time I sit on his lap, he goes, oof.
Gee, Geranium, I wish Chauncey Van Atwater liked me as much as Pomeroy likes you.
Yeah, but honey, didn't Mr. Chauncey say he'd go to the end of the earth with you?
Yeah, but he wouldn't park along the way.
Well, that ain't so
Oh, hello, Aunt Aggie.
Oh, Judy, have you heard the news? Brenda Laverne, the society girl, has just arrived in Brentwood.
Brenda Laverne?
Yes.
You mean Chauncey's ex-financy?
Yes, Judy. You know she's in the social register. Why, back on Long Island, she used to ride to the hounds.
You mean the poor girl's gone to the dogs?
Judy, you know, Judy, this means you have a rival in Chauncey's affections. Besides, Brenda is very wealthy.
She is?
Oh, yes. She came out to California with 16 hat boxes and a private car.
Gosh, that's almost like me. I came to California with 16 boxcars and a private hat. Say, Aunt Aggie, what does she want with all those duds anyhow?
Well, Judy, she's going to be a model in the Brentwood fashion show tonight.
Gosh, she's going to be a model?
Yes, Judy. And I want you to enter that fashion show and show Brenda up.
Gee, I sure would like to beat her out, Aunt Aggie. You know, Brenda and Chauncey used to be in love, and if she stays in Brentwood, I'm afraid he'll forget about me.
Were they really very much in love, Judy?
They sure were. Why, once back east, he had his arm around her in his car, and they hit a telephone pole.
Gracious, he might have broken his neck.
Well, he didn't break his neck, but he sure broke up his neck and...
Judy.
Huh?
Mrs. Van Atwater is in charge of the fashion show. I'll call her right now and enter your name as a model.
Well, honey, I hope you make out all right in that fashion show.
Oh, don't worry, Geranium. I used to work for MGM.
You mean Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer?
No, Myers Grocery Market. Yeah, I worked at the vegetable counter.
Oh, yeah, I remember. When you went to get the job, you thought Mr. Meyer was a talent scout.
Well, how was I to know? Somebody told me Mr. Meyer sure knew a good-looking tomato when he saw one. And do you know what Mr. Meyer said to me?
No, what did he say?
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Where have you been all afternoon, huh?
Well, Senorita, I was next door, and I was eating four-leaf clovers.
Eating four-leaf clovers?
See, the lady told me I could mow the lawn for my lunch.
But Pedro, didn't you take a box lunch with you?
Oh, no, Senorita. Every time I eat a box lunch, I get splinters in my teeth.
Pedro, what's in that jug you've got in your hand?
Oh, my brother sent it to me, Senorita, but I'm afraid to open it. It is Acapulco apple juice.
Acapulco apple juice?
Si. Jet propulsion in a bottle. You know, my brother took a drink of this once, and he went from Mexico City to Tampico without even touching the ground.
Does your brother send you gifts very often, Pedro?
See, last week he sent me a carton of cigarettes for my girl, but she sent them back.
She did?
See, my brother smoked them down too far before he sent them. When my girl and I are friends again, I took her for a ride on my bicycle.
On your bicycle?
See.
Well, ain't she pretty fat?
See, she's plump, but I had to pump. Like a jump. And we went over a bump and hit a stump. And I got a big lump.
You got a big lump?
See, I fell on my trousers. Clean it up. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta la vista.
Yeah, regards to your sister, too, Pedro.
Oh, Judy. Judy, it's all arranged. You'll compete against Brenda Laverne at the fashion show, so look your best.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Gee, I wonder if I'd ought to wear my new synthetic stockings. You know, they're made out of a mixture of coal, wood, and rubber.
Coal, wood, and rubber?
Yeah, and when I get a run in my stockings, I don't know whether I got a clinker, a splinter, or a blowout.
Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a lovelier complexion in just 14 days. Women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, young, older. Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Just do this. Wash your face with Palmolive soap. Each time, massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's lather. Then rinse. Do this 3 times a day for 14 days. This cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect. Remember, doctors prove the Palmolive plan can bring 2 out of 3 women a lovelier complexion in just 14 days. So get Palmolive soap. Well, Judy is determined to outdo Brenda Laverne at the fashion show tonight and win the admiration of Chauncey Van Atwater. Geranium is helping her get dressed.
Honey, these are the only stockings you got left. Ain't you got no silk ones?
Geranium, you ought to know they're not making any silk stockings anymore.
Why not, honey?
Shucks, all the Japanese worms are in the Jap army.
Oh, yeah.
Here, help me on with my girdle and then my dress.
Okay, honey. Slip into this girdle.
Oh. Oh. Mmm. Ah. Gee, you know, Geranium, a girdle is like an income tax report.
What do you mean, Miss Judy?
Well, if you put in the wrong figure, you get pinched. Gosh, I sure do wish I was beautiful.
Oh, don't worry, honey. Golly, when I was your age, I was discouraged, too. I wanted to grow up and spread good cheer.
And did you, Geranium?
No, honey, I just grew up and spread. You sure gonna have competition tonight. And Miss Brenda's smart.
Well, us Canovas are smart, too.
Yeah, but Miss Brenda went to a gun school and got a complete education in just 3 years.
Shucks, that ain't nothing. My cousin went to a girl's school and got an education in 2 weeks.
Which cousin was that, honey?
My cousin George.
Oh.
Oh, Miss Canova, your aunt wants to know if you telephoned the dress shop, eh, about your new gown for tonight.
Oh, howdy, Winchester. No, no, I didn't call him. I tried to use that little phone booth downstairs, but something kept swinging back and forth, hitting me in the head.
But, Miss Canova, we don't have a phone booth downstairs.
I know it. I got into the grandfather's clock by mistake. I was having fun, though.
Miss
what Canova. Time would it hit me on the head?
Oh, Miss Canova.
What?
I say, if you're a success at the fashion show tonight, you'll carve a niche for yourself in Brentwood society.
You know what I have to do tonight, Winchester?
Oh, yes. You see, the models display the gowns, and the spectators bid war bonds for the prettiest gowns.
War bonds? You mean the highest bidder gets to keep the gowns?
That's it, Miss Canova. If your gown is purchased, you will go home in a blaze of glory.
You mean I'll go home in a barrel?
Oh, just think, Miss Canova. The war bonds sold in the name of your beauty may be enough to bring 10 soldiers from France to the United States.
Say, I was in a bond rally like that once before.
Oh, really? How many bonds were sold in the name of your beauty?
I brought 1 soldier from Los Angeles to Hollywood. Oh, hello, Aunt Aggie.
Good heavens, Judy. What have you done to your face?
Why, what's wrong with it?
Well, one half of your face looks so much better than the other half.
Well, you see, I've been following the 14-day palm olive plan, and I've only been on it 7 days.
Judy, you've got to outshine Brenda tonight and captivate Chauncey Van Atwater. Make yourself as attractive as possible.
Well, then don't spray any of your perfume on me again, Aunt Aggie. Chauncey says it makes me smell like a delicate...
A delicate flower.
No, of a delicatessen. Say, Aunt Aggie, how'd that Brenda get out here? How does she rate traveling around the country anyhow?
Oh, Judy, her father goes everywhere. He has a very high priority, a triple A.
Gosh, and all I got is a ABC priority.
ABC, Judy?
Yeah, always bumming car fare.
Miss Judy, Miss Brenda's on the phone. Will you take it up there?
Okay, Geranium. Hello?
Hello, Miss Canova. This is Brenda Laverne of the Oyster Bay Lavernes.
Howdy, Brenda. This is Judy Canova of the Soup Bone Canyon Canovas. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm checking up for the committee. Are you wearing an afternoon ensemble tonight?
You mean an ensemble?
Oh, my, no, Miss Canova. I mean an ensemble. Are you wearing one?
Nope. On some it looks good. On me it looks terrible.
I wonder if you won't feel out of place tonight. You know, Miss Canova, all the other models are college graduates. I'm Wellesley, 1942. What are you?
Colgate Palm Olive Pete, 1945. With options.
Gracious. Chauncey's mother was certainly foolish to ask you to participate tonight. Why, you won't have a chance against me. I'm wearing a strapless evening gown, a sequin jacket, and nylons. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm going to wear my baseball dress.
Your baseball dress?
Yeah, it has a diamond back, a grandstand view, and it shows lots of curves. Well, I'll have two strikes on you before we start. Goodbye. Come on, Aunt Aggie, we're going out and buy me the classiest dress we can find. I'll show her.
May I help you, ladies? I'm the proprietor of this dress shop.
Mister, have you got something in a real classy dress?
Classy? Why, our head designer's name is Chaparra. Scaffera. Lucian Leela. Lucian Leela. Adria. Adria. His name is Mo.
My niece doesn't want to buy anything here unless it's exclusive.
Oh, we're very exclusive. You see, you walk up one flight and save $10. You walk up two flights and save $11. Three flights and save $13. We're on the 23rd floor.
Gee, Aunt Aggie, look at this swell fur jacket.
You know, madam, we raise our own fur. Our own fur. We trap this silver fox. Trap this beaver. We trap this mink. We trap this chinch. We ran over a rabbit.
Well, I'd like to see something in an evening gown.
Fine. I'll show you something in a strapless evening. A low-cut evening. A low... A bare back. You better go home and get dressed.
Judy, I'm afraid we're wasting our time. Brenda Laverne will walk off with all the honors tonight.
Oh, don't give up, Aunt Aggie. Shucks, I went out yet. Just like the time I went to the Baker's Convention and was elected Miss Baker's Delight of 1944.
Baker's Delight, Judy? Why did they call you that?
Well, Aunt Aggie, I had a shape like a crawler. I wore a bun in my hair and I walked with a roll.
Canova playing her own composition, The Cowpoker Boogie. Remember this message from Colgate Tooth Powder. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. Well, Judy is about to leave for the fashion show, and Chauncey is waiting for her in the living room. At the moment, she's talking to Aunt Aggie.
Aunt Aggie, I couldn't find a pretty store-bought dress, so I'm wearing this old one.
Well, it looks nice, Judy. I like the way it clings to your figure.
Well, it's had enough practice. It's been clinging to my figure for 16 years.
Judy, how did you get those big holes in your stockings?
On account of my shoes.
On account of your shoes? But those holes are in the knees of your stockings.
I know. I had to crawl around on the floor to find my shoes. Well, I'm all set to go. I sprinkle myself with perfume, and I even gargle with that new mouthwash I found in the kitchen.
Judy, that's not a mouthwash. It's an insect spray.
Insect spray? Yes. Gosh, then that explains it.
Explains what, Judy?
Every time I sneeze, I kill flies.
You'd better go now, Judy. Chauncey is getting very impatient.
Judy, are you nearly ready? Hey, you look wonderful. Why, you're a vision of loveliness tonight, my sweet.
Oh, shucks. I bet you said the very same thing to Brenda Laverne. Oh,
nonsense, Judy. Why, Brenda's just a passing fancy.
Yeah, I heard that when you're with her, you make some pretty fancy passes, too.
Of course, I will admit Brenda is very beautiful.
You don't say.
Yes.
Well, don't say it again. Tell me, Chauncey, how is she dressing tonight?
Well, why, Judy?
Well, I want to do everything just the opposite.
Brenda's wearing a white gown.
Gosh, I'm wearing a black one.
And she is supposed to make an entrance leading a Persian cat on a leash, but she'll probably have to drag it in.
Well, that stops me. That means I'll have to look like something the cat dragged in. That could be easily done if I worked on it a little.
You know, you know, Brenda's trying to win the title of Miss Indoor Girl. She says she'll win the title hands down.
Hands down? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Is she coming in on all fours? Say, I think I know how I can beat her. Excuse me a minute while I talk to Pedro. I'll be right back. Oh, Pedro!
Si, senorita.
Hey, Pedro, you know anything about cats?
Oh, si, I know all about the cat and his honey.
No, Pedro, you mean the bee and his honey. You don't know your bees.
You don't know my cat.
Well, never mind. There's a certain animal I want you to get for me. Will you be afraid?
Oh, no, senorita. I know the language of all the animals. I talk to all of them, even to the birds and the insects.
Do insects talk, Pedro?
Si, once I heard a moth chewing a rag.
Well, now, look. Listen carefully. Si. Now, here's what I want you to do. Si. First, you go out.
Well, Judy, the fashion show's about to start, and I want you to meet Brenda Laverne. Brenda, this is Judy.
Well, Miss Canova, that's quite a fur jacket you're wearing.
Shucks, it's just a little something I picked up in Albuquerque.
How did you pick it up, Miss Canova? By its long ears? Miss Canova, since your clothes are not... Since your clothes are not chic or distingué, it's obvious that you patronize nothing but the old-fashioned salons.
Now, that ain't true. I've never been in a saloon in my life.
Brenda.
I never knew about it.
Brenda, Judy hasn't been around very much.
Oh, what a pity. She should see me in New York Cafe Society. One might almost say I was a perpetual habitué.
One of my uncles was, too, but he took the cure.
Miss Canova, I was referring to my many evenings at the Stork Club.
The Stork Club? Yes, my uncle started his own Stork Club in Arkansas.
He started a Stork Club?
Yep, he had 15 kids. It's one of them there radio families.
A radio family, Judy?
Yeah. Can you top this?
Oh, Miss Canova, you seem a little amateurish. Is this your first competition?
Well, I was in a rodeo once. I glued my riding skirt to the saddle, but the horse bucked and threw me off anyhow.
Well, did you win the contest, Judy?
No, but they found the horse 4 days later, and my skirt was still riding side saddle.
Well, it's a good thing for you, Miss Canova, that the contestants aren't being judged for intelligence tonight.
Sure
you see, is. I graduated from Wellesley. They called me Brainy. I was at the head of the class.
Well, I graduated from Cactus Junction. They called me Corny. I was at the foot of the class.
Well, don't you worry about your education, Judy. Men find beauty in a girl's mind.
Maybe so, Chauncey, but that ain't where to start looking.
Attention, girls. All contestants for the title of Miss Indoor Girl, take your places, please.
Oh, excuse me, Chauncey, dear. I must go out to the car and get my Persian cat. I'll see you later.
Gee, she sure is pretty, ain't she? She's got a swell figure.
Well, don't you worry, Judy. After all, what has she got that you haven't got?
I ain't sure, Chauncey, but on her, it looks like it came from the black market. Yeah, but I ain't worried. She ain't gonna be Miss Indoors after she goes to her car.
Why, Judy?
Because she's going to be Miss Outdoors, and she's going to have to stay outdoors.
What do you mean?
Pedro traded her Persian cat for a skunk.
Now, here's Judy Canova to sing Irving Berlin's hit song, All of My Life.
I just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you, always to be there. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all of the time. Long as I may live, I just want to my heart for all of my life.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Roses are red, ration stamps, too. Take fat to your butcher and he'll pay you. You bet he will, ladies. You'll get 2 red ration stamps and 4 cents for every pound of used kitchen fat. Don't waste a single speck of cooking fat. Rescue the bacon grease. Skim the soup. Scrape the roasting pan. Trim the chops. Save every drop, even the fat so burned and black you'd think it no good. But it is good. It's needed in making medicines, munitions, synthetic rubber, military and naval soaps, soaps for the home front, too, scores of vital war supplies. Every drop of fat you save and sell is grease for the wheels of victory. So fill a tin and turn it in. Get 2 red ration points and 4 cents a pound. If you live in a small city or community and your regular meat dealer doesn't accept used fats, call your county agent or home demonstration agent immediately. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the 2 products that bring us together each week, Palm Olive Soap and Colgate Tooth Powder. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying,
good night, soldier.